Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, Quinn?
Hi, Tim. I tried to call earlier. Yeah.
How are you?
I'm good.
Okay. Do me a favor, when introduce to my listeners, let them know who you are.
Excuse me?
Introduce yourself to my listeners, let them know who you are.
Oh, introduce now?
Yes.
Okay. Hi, this is Gwen McGray.
Okay. Now, Gwen, we're very familiar with your music, and we've been a fan of music for many years. And can you tell us what have you been up to this day and time?
Oh, I've been up to a whole bunch of stuff. I've been in Europe, of course. You know, I stay over there doing a lot of work. And I did a bunch of things, like doing some more releases from over in Europe. They kept me on the Funky Sensation thing and all this love that I'm giving. And then not only that, I've been, now I'm in this adult, not retarded, just another name, disability, adult disability. I'm training voices at this moment as we speak. And I'm also in the church now, so I've decided to give my life a change and a new step in the right direction. So that's what I've been doing, and all that time I've just been chilling, been doing a lot of things to help other people, and, you know, just doing living my life as best I can.
Mm-hmm. Also, what have you learned? I mean, for being in the music industry for such a long period of time, what have you learned?
Oh, have I learned, Lord Hammer. It's so many crooks, I've learned that, and that's one of the things I would always keep in my heart. There's a bunch of crooks, and they've gotten worse, and you must be careful. That's why I've been so discouraged, because nobody wants to pay you for what your talent is really worth. Everybody want a cut, and, you know, they want to cut you out of your gift. You know that you were blessed from God, and they just want to just use your talent to get over and do what they want to do. But then I've learned I have to be very careful now, because I know that the enemy is out trying to destroy everybody. If you got something good, he's going to try to get it the best way he can. If you haven't learned anything from the past, you will get taken. So that's what I have learned, to be very careful in this life.
Mm-hmm. I mean, based on from when you started in the music industry and nowadays, what do you see the music industry at now? What do you think has changed? What do you think has happened?
Oh, my God. It is so sickening. It's so sad the way the music business have gone down the drain. I mean, I don't understand it. It breaks my heart to see where it's at today and from what it used to be. I know nothing stays the same. But, my God, this is so horrible the way things are. People are doing anything, everything they can to get over. And it's not like that. They have turned a beautiful gift, a beautiful world, into something horrible, you know. So make you afraid to do anything because you don't know what's coming at you. And then, you know, the young people today, that they are so messed up and so misscrewed and so confused. Because you got all those people out there trying to destroy them, that they just want what they can get from them, and then it's using them. And it is so sad to see that, and they don't have anybody to sit there and mother them or sit there and try to help them and tell them, because everybody don't want to listen to what's good. They just want to get gimme, gimme, gimme right then. But it ain't going to last. It won't last. And all I do is just pray that God will help them open up their eyes and see what the real deal is. It's okay to be famous. It's okay to make it. But when you got to do anything under the sun to do that, you're cutting yourself short. But I wasn't like that. You know, I took a day at a time, and I took it clean, not dirty. I wouldn't do a lot of things that I wouldn't do because I have integrity. And then I have my views, and I have my sensitivity about myself, so that I didn't get hung up in those kind of things. But they were out there too, but it just wasn't wild as they are right now.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I do radio. I've been doing it for a little while now, and I think I play yesterday's music and I play today's music. And, mm-hmm. I mean, to me, the music is not what it used to be.
Mm-mm.
It's a big transformation, like it did a 360, as I would say. You know how you could, you go to those timeless, that timeless track, and you can always play it, and from 10 years from now, it could still be a timeless track, to where now, those music, it's just for this moment. I mean, 5 years from now, you know, you know what I mean? What do you think, what do you think happened, or what do you think, where did it go wrong?
Well, I really truly think what it went wrong, when those greedy people, they're not sincere anymore. See, the day when I was coming up, they were sincere about music. But now they don't care. They just call somebody in just because they think they got a voice. They just let them sing this and let them sing that and just put it out. They don't even do a whole album, CD. What they do is just do one song and hope that that'll work. But, you know, people are not buying music like they used to anymore. Because first thing, they don't have the money. They don't have the money. This economy, it is so horrible. And then you got, then you had this horrible, horrible rap music with the foul language and the names of the women, you know, the H's and the B's, and that's what turned a lot of people off. So they said, well, darn, I don't want to listen to that. And then they was afraid to really listen to the radio because some of the DJs, they'll play anything for a buck. And then they'll go get killed, and that's not a good example for the young people that you want to leave, you know? So when we were coming up, we gave them something to a lasting gift so they can always go back when they're feeling bad and when they're feeling sad. They can go back and listen to the days before. They'll make them like me, Smokey, and Chaka Khan, and people like that, you know, and give them a sense of security that is still some good stuff out there, you know, like everything is not dead.
Right. I mean, so who do you? I mean, back in when you were doing your thing, I mean, who have you kept in touch with some of those people?
Well, yeah, it's a lot of people that I know, like the Billy Osbournes and the Lattimore. I mean, we all went our separate ways, you know, and nobody kept up with each other. But well, Betty used to keep up with me, but then she had her thing that she'd start doing, and you know, we all had our lives that we went separate ways. But we never forgot from whence we came, because during that day it was freedom, you know, in your music. You could sing and be happy about it and go somewhere and pack the houses, like with the OJs, like before all those guys got to where they are today. Like, you know, William, when he died, when I said I was going to quit at one time, they called me and said, Gwen McCrae, said, no, you don't. What you mean you don't? You leave us out here by ourselves. And so I laughed. And so that was one of the ways of me staying out there as well, knowing that people like that love me and they respect and they honor me, you know, so that what kept me going. But today, people don't care about you no more. They don't love you. They don't care. Because if they can't get from you what they want, your blood, sweat, and tears, they don't want to pay you. They just want to give you $500 to come all the way from Timbuktu to the United States, and then they want to pay you $500, you know, just a figure of speech. But my talent is way more than that. It's worth more than that because God gave me this talent, and He gave me a good talent, and it was chosen, you know. Because when you sing, see, you know, some people are singing, but they're not reaching. But when we did it, we was reaching, and we was feeling, and we was touching. We went to the inners of their souls. And grew, and then brought out all that anger and brought out all of that hurt and humiliation. We did all that, but you don't do that. They're not doing that anymore. They're not doing it, and it hurts, you know, to see that go down. You know, they're just taking advantage of their talent. They're taking for granted. Oh, I can go and I can sit in and go make me $1,500 right quick, and then I'm gonna be cool. You know, that ain't no money for today. That's no money. $1,500 is going to last you a whole week.
Especially
if you got a family. Especially if you got a family and you got to eat. You got to eat. You got to pay your bills. Unless you on drugs and you don't want to eat. You know what I mean? But if you're not on drugs, you got to be thankful. That you got to have a secure mind. You got to have a sincere mind. You got to have a mind to want to live, because that talent that you have ain't promised. It could leave you tomorrow. And I've always kept my mind into that. I've always feared what the Lord could have done to me had I not been obedient in some kind of way. Not that I'm afraid of him, it's just afraid of what he could have done for me, done to me. And it would have been a very hurtful thing. But I enjoyed myself when I was really, really, really doing my thing. Man, I loved it. Oh, I loved the people. It was just so fantastic. And I will never forget them as long as they are live. So there.
What's next for you? What can we expect?
I don't know, because right now I've made a change, you know, in my life, because I got tired of all the I'm tired of being tired of all the bull and all of the ripping off of your money. You know, people are worse. They're terrible people out there stealing from you. And you got to look out for yourself. And in order for me to keep going through that, I'd just rather sit down and eat cornflakes and water and what come upon me. And if I want to do it, I'll do it. If I don't want to do it and I don't think it's feasible, then I won't do it. But I'm going to do what I can to help somebody else. It's like I'm giving this girl vocals.
Right.
I'm doing something to give back to the community, you know, because God has been good to me, and I'll never forget that. And I owe him so much, and I can never pay him back for what he's done for me. And for all of my fans and all of my audience and all the ones that love me, which is my diehard fans, they still love me all over the world. And if they call me, you know, if I figure if it's feasible, not for them, I would do anything for them just about. But for the promoters, they got to come. They got to come better than this, you know. Now, if I tell you this, you got to either give it to me. If you can't do it, don't get me over there and tell me, okay, you can do it and get over there, and I don't get the rest of my money. Oh no, we ain't even do that, because I could have stayed home and went through that, you know. That's what they're doing to you.
I know exactly what you mean.
Well, that's what they're doing to you now. They're out there trying to kill you. They want you to give you all you put in your life in the airplanes and putting your life in danger to get over there and try to, you know, to help them be something. And even though you know you love your audience, but you can't let people keep walking all over you like that. You got to, you know, you just got, it's a time to stop. So I decided to come on in from out of this cold and come in where I know is peace at. And where's serenity, and I don't have to worry about it, because I'm singing in the choir, and I'm getting off. It is so awesome to sing gospel songs. You know, I've always wanted to do that all my life, and it's never too late. So that's what I'm working on now, just in the church. And I am an evangelist, a certified evangelist. I am a born-again Christian. I've been there for all my life, but now I'm really, you know, using the license, and I'm ready to really get out there and bring souls in for Christ. That's my thing now. I'm trying to bring souls in for Christ, because God knows this is what the world needs, because it ain't long before it's over. Time is not long as it used to be. If you notice, there's a lot of us back in the day, you know, the Spinners, the Temptations, the ones after Johnny Taylors and the Tyrone Davis. They just dropping dead like flies. And I don't want to go out like that, knowing going out broke too, don't got ripped off by blah, 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 say, and I'm still and not getting paid, you know, I'm dropping dead, don't have the money to bury myself, forget the dumb stuff, you know.
I know what you mean.
I hate to sound so bleak, but that's what's going on out there.
There's a lot of singers that have that went on and can't pay their own. You know, that I remember David Ruffin, who the lover of Aretha and all them raised funds to do his funeral.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I remember that.
And benefit, like, you know, AIDS, I've done AIDS benefit. And all the ones benefiting is the promoter.
Yeah.
That's all what benefit.
That's his business, and I'm glad you're speaking on this. So, you know, the up and coming artists that are trying to get to this, you know, they can listen to this and, you know, learn from it. You know, because
I hope so. Because let me tell you something, these young people today, excuse me, sweetheart, but this is very important. See, open up your mind. You know what I mean? Your mind is a battleground for good and evil. So always remember, watch and listen to them talk. And if you can't get what you want, you don't need to be bothered. Move on and ask God to send you something else. Because let me tell you something. When God blessed you with that talent, remember, God blessed you with that talent. Not the promoter, not the club owner, and nobody. And some of the DJs, they will screw you too. You know what I mean? Excuse my French, but they will screw you too. But during the days we did it and we made big of it, because back during the days with the Tom Jonas is still there, thank God, and what's the other guy that I can't think of. Oh, just so many of them that was really 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 good for us over there, and they helped us a lot, you know, helped us a lot. Frankie Crockers, people like that gave us chances, and they were genuine. They paid for your talent. But remember, those people are no longer there anymore. So for the young people, you won't find them kind of people to help you. They will not help you unless you need somebody with some capital. Because if there's no money, you won't be able to make nothing. You'll be your tongue hanging out your mouth because you're starving. You out there on the highway, don't know how you're going to get home. Can't even make a darn telephone call. Let's call your mama or your daddy. So you need to listen and be observant and watch as well as pray. Watch out for them devils, because they are out there trying to destroy you. They don't care nothing about you. But they got to take control of their own self, just like a remote control. You got your on and you got your off. And you got your menu and you got your fast forward. And you can back and rewind and reverse. So you got to remember who's got the control in their hand. You keep your own control, because if you pass your control over to somebody's head, they're going to put it where they want to put it. That's what the young people got to remember today. It ain't what it used to be anymore. Excuse me, I know I'm from the South, and it ain't, but I know that's not the correct English, but it's not what it used to be. It's a harsh world out there. You got to be very careful.
Well, we thank God for entertainers like you that can always give advice, and we're glad that you're still around and still here, Miss Gwen. Do you want to give any acknowledgments or anything?
No, all I want to do is thank New York for loving me all through the years with the Funky Sensation, you know, and Rock and Jay, of course, was my very first hit. Well, it was one of my second hits. What Lead Me On was the first hit, but nobody really knew about it. But Funky Sensation was the second hit up in New York City. And also, there's other records over in Europe, but all of my New York fans, I love you very much. I thank God for you, and thank you for being there for me, and thank you for standing by me. And I'll always love you forever. And I love you too, Tim.
Oh, thank you. And Miss Gwen, please keep in touch with the show and myself, and we'll be talking with you soon. But make sure you keep in touch with the show and myself. And you know, send some gospel music over here. I play that as well. I come from a gospel,
okay.
From that background.
Well, praise God. You know, and I love you. You know what? I'm gonna keep you in my prayers as well. And
oh,
you pray for me.
I will.
Okay.
And tell the family hello.
I sure will. Thank you so much.
All right. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.